Hi, I'm John Ackerman, the author of Firmament, Chaos, and Pele, Hidden Knowledge. Welcome to my website, firmament-chaos.com, named after my first two groundbreaking books, which reveal for the first time in the modern era the true meaning and importance of ancient myth. It serves as an introduction to what I call the greatest story never told. This story should be of interest to every being who seeks knowledge of mankind's origins and purpose. It reveals an amazing cycle of threatening, close cosmic encounters with the Earth, which dominated the lives of our earliest ancestors during the Bronze and Iron Ages. Although we utilized the equations of Newton and Einstein to travel to the moon and the planets, our great minds remain ignorant of the primary forces and events which governed the lives, thought, and religion of the first 100 generations of humankind. Surprisingly, their ignorance is not due to a lack of documentation of these events. There exists a vast body of observations from ancient times in every library on Earth, generally referred to as mythology. Their ignorance lies in the lack of inspiration and imagination which has prevented them from understanding the spectacular cosmic events described in the ancient texts. Having been preconditioned by the current quiescent state of the Earth and the planets, everyone has been unable to see outside the proverbial envelope of our recent experience. A priori assumptions have no place in the true scientific method. After hundreds of years of study, no one has been able to tie together the ancient myths of all cultures. How could it be possible to comprehend the great diversity of ancient myth when every culture assigned its deities different names, cast them in such different roles, and wrote in different languages with symbologies as difficult as Sanskrit, cuneiform, and hieroglyphs? It seems an impossible task, but it is not once one realizes that the ancient myths of all cultures written prior to 700 BC were descriptions of the same cosmic events because they were visible to all Eastern cultures. Moreover, the cosmic events themselves, once glimpsed, act as a Rosetta Stone, enabling the cross comparison of the myths of a number of cultures, each of which supplies additional details to these events. There are several aspects of this cosmic chaos which facilitate the interpretation of the myths across cultures. First, the events included a planet no longer intact, which remained suspended, stationary above the Earth for 15 years at a time, that is, in a geosynchronous orbit. It appeared 500 times the area of the full moon, causing continuous earthquakes, floods, and falls of innumerable meteorites, which, in combination, killed millions of people. In other words, these events were consuming and were the major subject of concern and writing in all cultures for 3,000 years. This planet exerted tidal forces far beyond anything even imagined in modern times, actually resulting in irregularities in the rotation of the Earth, the rapid tearing apart of tectonic plates, and the continuous simultaneous eruption of every volcano on Earth. Talk about global warming. Secondly, 100 captures and subsequent releases of this planet occurred with a period of 30 years, accompanied by many of the same events each time. Thus, each one of the 100 generations witnessed the same sequence of events, which reinforced the myths of their ancestors, ensuring that the total body of myth were consistent. However, a few one-time spectaculars were recorded, such as the sequence of events that created the lunar Maria. Mythologists today try to associate the deity names in ancient texts with the sun, stars, constellation, or with the planets as seen in their current orbits. These distant objects were of absolutely no concern before 700 BC. The Egyptian deity Ra was not the sun, Osiris was not the constellation Orion, and Isis was not the star Sirius. In truth, the now distant Mars is the outer shell of the body which hovered at a distance of only 33,000 kilometers above the Earth and wreaked havoc, justifying its ancient titles, the god of war, the stormer of walls. It was also called Indra, Horus, Argo, Nergal, Baal, and the Yellow Emperor. It was the abode of a spectacular, flaming, 1,000-kilometer-high, hardened lava column which extended down toward the earth, called Prajapati, Brahma, Osiris, and Zeus, the latter of which cast down thunderbolts onto the earth. The same feature was also called the column of smoke and fire, and the outstretched arm of God, which played an important role in the exodus of the Jews from Egypt. These names and epithets were not given to a tiny red dot 35 million miles from Earth. Surprisingly, the observations inherent in the ancient myths provide a completely new understanding of the makeup and origin of the planets, every one of which turns out to be completely different from what modern astrophysicists currently accept and teach. The website pages concerning mythology give an idea of how the myths spoke of the planets and the features on their surfaces by names, just as we do today. They imagined romantic involvements between bodies when alignments caused them to convulse, even though they were not in the immediate vicinity of one another. Also shown are some pictographs drawn by the ancients, which are unmistakably representations of surface features on Mars, proving that it was very close to the Earth up to 2,700 years ago. Read the section titled Scenario to understand the entire sequence of cosmic events which I have derived from the myths of a number of cultures. The section on the planets gives the true makeup and cosmogony or origin of each one based on the events that occurred during the period of cosmic chaos. Anyone familiar with the current teaching will find that they do not even represent what is being taught in the textbooks today. For those with a deeper scientific interest, the page titled Recent Papers contains links to my scientific papers explaining the true makeup and origin of Jupiter, Venus, Mars, and the Moon, and related subjects such as cosmogony, or the origin of the solar system, sunspots, and a recent paper relating more details of Egyptian myth to the period of chaos. Lastly, I encourage everyone to subscribe to my blog, axblog.firmament-chaos.com. acksblog.com. That's acksblog.firmament-chaos.com, to which I post new articles weekly. This is not about the usual personal trivia in blogs, rather more meaty, fresh views, not only on the physical world, but also on the spiritual questions, such as the purpose of our lives, our destiny, and God's hand in the entire catastrophism scenario.